John Batchelor. We're headed to Mars with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. Ingenuity on Mars, the brave little toaster that flies. Bob, it set a record. What?
They did their 35th flight, and it made a new record of 46 feet altitude record. This is the highest it's flown. Generally, it's flown only to 33 feet, but they have new software to test, and they wanted to see if they could fly higher. And that's a big deal because the atmosphere of Mars is so thin. Going higher, it gets thinner, and that can be a difference in just those few feet. And they need to be able to do this because they want to be able to fly up above the delta that Perseverance is going to go to, so they need to be able to fly higher. And so they did this test. They went up. They went slightly sideways, about 50 feet, and then came back down again, and it worked great. And so this is just, once again, them demonstrating that the flying on Mars is going to be possible for later helicopters, John, and as well as the helicopters that will come and pick up the samples that Perseverance is going to set aside.
In coming centuries, Ingenuity is the Wright brothers of Mars. We go to the Webb Telescope. The James Webb Telescope is confounding everyone with what it's so far explained about the early universe. How so, Bob?
They have more confirmations of at least four galaxies from the very, very, very early universe, existing only a short time after the theorized Big Bang, one of which they say existed only 330 million years after the Big Bang, and yet it's a galaxy, and astronomers never expected to see full-formed galaxies, even if they're different than today, full-formed galaxies that close to the beginning of the universe. But there they are. What they did is they aimed Webb at Hubble's ultra-deep field, and used, because it's infrared, they were able to do a long exposure and see things in the infrared that Hubble could not see, and these included these distant galaxies. They did spectroscopy on those galaxies. That gives them the redshift, which gives them the age, and these are very old. I mean, very, very young universe, and that just confounds the theories, John. We don't know what's going on here, and the cosmologists are going to have to deal with it. The observers are just chortling in glee because they come up with something that the theorists said couldn't be, and that's the competition between the two.
And there's a lot of competition for the James Webb Space Telescope time, so this will take that this cannot be easily solved as we go forward. Now we go to something that Bob has written about in the past, gamma ray bursts. Do they have an explanation, Bob?
Well, they thought they did. As usual, the uncertainty of science. Gamma ray bursts was something for many decades was a mystery in space. These quick bursts of gamma rays from specific locations in space, they didn't know what they were. It wasn't until the 90s and the early aughts that they finally figured out that they come from either supernova explosions or the merger of neutron stars. That was the two theories. And the theories had been that fast bursts were coming from explosions. I'm sorry, long bursts were coming from supernova explosions. And I'm getting it backwards. It's very hard. The collapse of a major star just before it explodes into supernova would make a burst lasting more than 2 seconds, a long burst. But if two neutron stars merged together, it would produce a very fast, short burst of only 2 seconds. That was the theory. That explained everything until now. They've now found a gamma ray burst that was a long burst, but it did not occur from a supernova. It occurred from the merger of two neutron stars. In other words, the theories didn't really explain anything. And this is not really surprising. To try to assign any specific thing to everything that's going on here is absurd. There are many causes to this kind of explosions, and we're only just discovering that.
So right now, on the frontier of cosmology, we cannot explain, or the cosmologists cannot explain the early universe with their theory, and they cannot explain gamma ray bursts with their theory. Is that correct, Bob?
That is correct.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.